I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Hey, happy Thirsty Thursday, happy Pie Day, happy Potato Chip Day. It's the show about food and fun places in the mayhem of life. We're almost at the weekend and we're almost at St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday this year and tomorrow is the St. Patrick's Day show. Check it out. We're feeling lucky this morning, all pimped out for Patrick's Day. Jennifer's going to join the show tomorrow. We're going to have some Irish fun, some Irish whiskey, maybe some green beer. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. It's a great day today. We do have some snow in the area. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Also, more on Pie Day. What exactly is this? And are we all supposed to eat pie or can we opt for potato chips? It's also Potato Chip Day. We'll talk great flavors. And I learned something about the most popular brand of potato chips in our area this morning, researching for this show. I'll share that with you. Also, we're going to take a look at the world's most valuable sports teams. We're not big on sports on this show, but when it comes to what the sports teams are worth, it's rather curious whether it be, you know, souvenirs or tickets or just, you know, the mayhem of fans, the mayhem of fans. Think about your favorite sports team. Coincidentally, the Brandon Wheat Kings have their black and gold dinner tonight at the Victory Inn. So folks getting ready for that tonight. It's always a good time. And it's I believe it's a fundraiser for the players. Also, Prince William's alleged affair with a woman named Rose Hanbury. My search for Kate. Maybe she's in hiding. Late night talk shows seem to think that Prince William is having an affair. A worldwide travel report says, oh, wow, focus in on Canada. Canadians ranked number one among anticipated travel spenders for the rest of the year. We'll explain why in this Global Travel Trends report. Because we're the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. And as you saw yesterday in Washington, there was some mayhem over TikTok. We'll explain where this goes from here, how much longer you're going to be able to use TikTok before it's banned, or maybe it won't get banned altogether. It'll be banned for a very short period of time and then brought back. I'm going to buy one today. It seems like lemon is the flavor. We'll talk about pie and chips in the next little bit. We got a beach break coming up in the next little bit. Yesterday's good thing for Tosh was making a delicious supper of pork loin, garlic mashed potatoes, and peas and carrots with homemade gravy. Oh, that sounds awesome. Go up and have a soak in the beautiful Clarso Nordic Spa. This is your spring break headquarters. I'll tell you, if you've got a family and you're looking for some family activities through the spring break, holy cow, Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa have got a whole variety of activities. Give them a like, give them a follow on social media. Find Elkhorn Resort, okay? I promise you got a lot of great stuff to do. Very low cost and fun interactive activities for your family, including on March 24th, Al Simmons, the children's entertainer, will be at the Elkhorn Resort for a show at 2 p.m. on the 24th. And the Spa and Stay special continues until the 21st, one-night stay in a room at the Elkhorn and a Clarso Nordic Spa Pass for $129 per person based on double occupancy. 848-2802, Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Love Your Truck Month. They offer a special on a multi-point vehicle inspection and tire rotation. Get a free tire rotation when you book your multi-point vehicle inspection. It helps improve your fuel economy. Save some money. It helps with emissions, too. And your owner's manual says that you should be going through a multi-point vehicle inspection and tire rotation on a regular basis. It's just $52, and it's available until the end of the month, March the 31st, at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Not only is the Black and Gold Gala going on tonight at the Vic Inn for the Brandon Wheat Kings, but also this Saturday is Tim Hortons and area's Wheat Kings
Tim Hortons night.
A night where fans will have a chance to win some great Tim Hortons prizes, including one lucky fan winning coffee for a year.
All the way until game time Saturday, visit any Brandon Tim Hortons location and get your limited time Brandon Wheat King donuts.
Yeah. To Brandon Wheat King's donuts. Of course, they're black and gold. Come on, Willie. Let's see Willie put it through the... Oh, he did it. Willie's... Oh, that's some pretty good...
Get these black and gold sprinkle donuts and show your pride for the Wheat Kings. And be here Saturday
Brandon
night.
Wheat King's donuts on sale at Brandon locations until game
with
time.
With a matchup versus the Prince Albert Raiders.
Saturday, March 16th, puck drop is at 7 o'clock, presented by Tim Hortons of Westman. You've always got time for Tim Hortons, not just sponsors of the Wheat Kings game, but Roll Up the Rim to Win is on this entire month. It's the 60th anniversary. Visit Tim Hortons of Westman in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Okay, so let's talk pie. All right. It's food, fun places, mayhem of life. Today is Pi Day. Happy Pi Day to you. What kind of pies go in your little hole, your cake hole, your pie hole? Here are the best pies. You tell me if you got one pie to choose from, what is the best pie? Look at this pie for Pi Day. This is pretty brilliant. This incorporates everything about the day today. This is a chicken pot pie. I love warm pies. I do not mind at all. Pizza pie, meat pie, I'll take it. Debbie Kynock says coconut cream pie. Cheryl says sour cream rhubarb. Boy, that sounds good. I've never had that before. Sour cream rhubarb pie. Wow. This is a perfect cherry pie for today. Look at this. 314. Happy Pie Day. Happy Pie Day to you. She's my cherry pie. I don't think they're talking about Pie Day in that song. I don't know. I could be wrong. I think that's Trooper. Who sings that song? She's my cherry pie. I don't know the rest of the lyrics. She's got a twinkle in her eye. She's my cherry pie. I think it's Trooper. Maybe it's the Doobie Brothers. She's my cherry pie. I don't know the lyrics, but I sing to the sky. Get real high. She's my cherry pie. It is not Trooper. It is Warrant. Holy cow. I don't even know who that is. Warrant. I do remember the song, though. Strawberry rhubarb for Alicia. Strawberry rhubarb. Boy, these are real Manitoba flavors. I mean, strawberry rhubarb are those flavors that you're going to get here on the prairies. That's pretty good. Pork Chop 2024 says lemon meringue pie. Lemon, I would have to say, based on what I have seen in the in Sunseeker chat and on social media this morning, I think lemon is coming in at the top spot. This is a buttermilk custard pie made especially for Pie Day. And I think that this number 3.14 is the number of pie, And apparently it goes on into infinity and there is no pattern. So here's an idea. You could use this as your password, because one thing that I find in life that we don't have enough of is passwords. I wish more computers would ask for more passwords. Shit, nobody ever. 3.14592653589793236433832795028844167169. And then it goes a pie day pie, if I've ever seen one. Cindy says good old apple pie for her. Oh yeah. I have to tell you, my mother-in-law makes crab apple pie. Oh, I just love the sourness of it. It's really good. Road Reverend says, have Ron Kaslick send you pictures of the pumpkin pie he eats. Uh-oh, is it the size of a car? Cass says, pumpkin pie smothered in whipped cream. Maybelline says, key lime pie. And Koenig Stowe, like Saskatoon pie. That is another prairie flavor, I would have to say. Saskatoon pie. This is a peanut butter pretzel pie made for Pie Day. I've come across a lot of peanut butter style pies. I'm not exactly sold on that. I don't know. It's almost more like a cake, I think. But that's a nice design for Pie Day. Quentin says that his pie has peaches and ginger and bourbon. Oh. And then puts it in the smoker. Okay, how many, seriously, and that sounds fantastic. How many times have you done that? And if you can tell me you do that every weekend, you get my respect. I bet you it was one time. That sounds like so much work. That sounds fantastic, though. Smoked pie. Yeah, smoked pie. Interesting. This is a chicken pot pie loaded with baked potatoes on the inside for filling for Pie Day. And over the side of baked potatoes for Pie Day. Mama Sunday says homemade pumpkin pie. Molly says, does cheesecake pie count? I guess so. I've never had that. Karen Ann says butterscotch pie. Quentin says, Kelsey knows I don't like cake, and I get birthday pie, and so I bet you do get birthday pie. We're talking about food now. Keep it clean. Keep it clean, kids. Keep
Hey, my name is Quentin. It's my birthday, baby. I want my birthday pie.
Oh, settle down. Settle down.
I want my birthday pie, birthday pie, birthday pie.
Zumba Bernice says pecan pie. Oh, there we go. We have a winner chicken dinner. That's mine, Zumba Bernice. And I love it and I hate it. Here's why. Pecan pie for flavor is just, I love it. And I'll have a shot of bourbon with it. You know, normally how you have pie and milk or pie and coffee. I'll have pecan pie and a shot of bourbon. And the thing is that if you look up, don't look up the calories in pecan pie. Now, Zumba Bernice can Zumba her pecan pie off and likely does. My pecan pie from Thanksgiving is still right here. And this is from Christmas. And this is from, I just carry it around with me. It's so good. Pecan pie is so good. Happy Pie Day. Happy Pie Day. Oh, here is an assortment of apple and blueberry that somebody has done in a special design for Pie Day today. Cindy says strawberry rhubarb is good. Quentin says Kelsey makes a killer sour cream raisin pie. That sounds good. Debbie Kynock is cheering on my French. Well, thank you. I need all the support that I can get. Blessed Mama, good morning, says Road Reverend. What is your favorite pie? It's Pie Day. Happy Pie Day to you. Let us know what your favorite pie is. And we'll end with this pie for Pie Day on Pie Day. This cute little puppy with a Pie Day pie. Carrie Branyuk says, pumpkin extra hot with whipped cream, close second, pecan banana cream comes in third. Oh, Carrie's into pie. You like your pies. You know your pies. Are we doing several? Pecan, I would say, and then probably followed pie. Susan Gooden is here on Facebook. I like apple crumble pie or grasshopper pie. Okay, you know I'm going to ask you to elaborate on grasshopper pie. I have no idea what that is. And please don't tell me it's a substitute for a meat pie and they use that grasshopper flour. These are the top pies, by the way, in all of North America. Are you ready? We're going to whip through this and where they come from. So let's take a cylindrical journey together and a journey into the kitchen and look at some of the greatest pies in North America. And maybe it'll give you some ideas as to what you can do in the kitchen today. And I will post this on my website at TylerGlennShow.com so that you can be inspired and maybe make some pies that you never thought of before. All right? We're going to do that after a quick message from our friends at Alternative Choice Garden Center. I read this morning that now is the time to start planting stuff. Now, of course, we can't plant outside. But if you want things to be nice and mature seedlings by the time we can get out there and put some stuff in the ground, it's time to get your seeds. It's time to get those little containers ready to go and have them in the south-facing windows of your home, your apartment, your cottage. Now is the time. We're getting into the time of growing season. This is so exciting. And please remember that your growing season headquarters is our friends at Alternative Choice Garden Center at the corner of 34th and Patricia. Looking forward to their PD Day workshop tomorrow. Again, the kids aren't in school tomorrow, but they're going to be playing in the mud over at Alternative Choice Garden Center in the greenhouse with crafts and potted plants and a whole lot more. Plants and Pilates, there are three Saturdays of that left. And of course, Yoga with Chelsea goes over the noon hour on Tuesdays at Alternative Choice Garden Center at 34th and Patricia. If you would like some rest and relaxation, if you'd like to recharge your batteries, if you'd like to hit the reset button, we say on a computer, you should just unplug it. You should just do the reboot. Well, you can do the body reboot at Natural Elements in Brandon by simply going for a float in those beautiful salt water tubs. If you've never done it before, talk to somebody who has. Lights out or lights on. Floating in salt water. Rest and relaxation, rejuvenation. And it's not just about the salt water tubs. They have float therapy, it's called. Halo therapy. Natural energy therapies. It is your 360 wellness center. And for more, go to floataway.ca. Floataway.ca, you're going to find them at 2940 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, the old CKX TV building, Unit C, and Natural Elements Brandon. Again, their website is floataway.ca. And the Sky Dancer Casino, getting set for more concert announcements to come. And I got an email from Ryan yesterday asking about the water park special. So it sounds like Ryan has taken his family. I don't think it's Sunseeker Ryan. It's another Facebook friend or Facebook follower that I had. Hey, that water park, where is that exactly? It's like, all right, number 10 highway, just go into the States, 88 minutes from Brandon in Belcourt. And again, the water park hotel deal, double queen standard room and four water park tickets are $159 on weekdays and $179 on weekends. And they've got a pool tournament coming up on the 21st. That is a week away, $10,000 just added. And a dart tournament, April 5th to 7th, $15,000 added for that. SkyDancerCasino.com. Ryan is on his way. Have fun. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. SkyDancerCasino.com for all the details, okay? Top pies in North America. Are you ready to go for a ride? Here we go. Key lime pie from Florida, USA. Key lime pie. There you go. Next up is sugar pie. I've never had this. It's from Quebec. Sugar pie. Must be maple sugar, I'm thinking. Again, I will post these on my website at TylerGlennShow.com because it is Pie Day, and you're going to want to be inspired to maybe make some pies of your own. It tells you what you need to make these pies and then links to the recipes. Marionberry pie from Oregon. I don't even know what a Marionberry is, but that looks pretty damn good. Next up is good old-fashioned apple pie from the good old USA. Thank you for apple pie. Probably one of the greatest exports that ever came from the U.S. Dang Dong says, I make a killer homemade key lime pie. Oh, I love key lime pie, too. If it's got like that sour to it, that lemon meringue pie, USA. Peanut butter pie from Georgia. Doesn't that look good? Holy cow, that looks nice. Maybe I got to rethink this whole peanut butter thing for pies.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Best Seller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Let's get back to the action. Quick celebrity news this morning. I'm a big fan, so I wanted to mention this, that Olivia Munn has revealed that she has breast cancer. She's had a double mastectomy. I mean, there are so many people fighting the fight against cancer. We wish Olivia Munn nothing but the best. And for anybody who is in the fight against cancer, and we have Sunseekers who family members are in the fight against cancer. And you're not far from our thoughts. And we're thinking of all of you and rooting for you and stand with you. News on Olivia this morning. Also, news on Kate. Last night on the Colbert Show, Stephen Colbert took a few swings at the royal couple. He's trolling Prince William because apparently he had an affair. Now, this is a rumored affair. Rose Hanbury is...
2019. According to tabloids back then, when Kate supposedly confronted him about it, he laughed it off, saying there was nothing to it. Aha. Always a good response when your wife accuses you of cheating. Ha ha. Imagine me having an affair. It is to laugh. It reminds me of a jape. Knock, knock. Who's there? Oh, it's my illegitimate son. I've knocked up my mistress.
All right, so he is getting in on it, getting in on the proverbial controversy, so to speak. Porkchop says, oh, my God, people need to leave them alone. I don't think so. I respectfully disagree. If you are in the public spotlight, one of the most famous people on the planet, this is how the whole thing rolls. And if you don't like it, then you marry an actress from The Suit Show, and you move to America, and you get the hell out of there. And that's what one of the princes did. Harry said, I can't do this. This is too much spotlight for me. And really, no one is forcing anyone to do anything. If Will and Kate want to pack it up and move to the bush in Kentucky, no one is stopping them. They could do that tomorrow, and they have the means to do that. But there's a lot of good stuff that comes with being a royal, I'm thinking. Okay, so here is my beautiful Kate. Here she is. Thanks, Prairie East Coast. Let's all just bask in the glow of beautiful Princess Kate. There she is with that pretty smile. Oh, my gosh. She is so pretty. And then this is the Wompty. Rose Hanbury. Marchioness of... Okay, I can't pronounce this. She is the Marchioness of Chalamanamadidi. What the fuck is that? What is that? And I'm sorry, maybe she's a nice person, maybe she's got a personality, but I was hoping that William was going to be like his mom. I think we all had hopes that Prince William was going to be like his mom. This fun-loving, hugs and kisses, up close and personal, real, kind of down to earth royal. And as Prairie's Coast says, it looks like Harry might be the one that's more like her. And William might be more like his dad. And we all know that Prince Charles was fooling around, sneaking around with Camilla. Holy crap. Oh my God, Charles. What the hell, man? And so the track record of these royals leaving absolutely stunning, beautiful, gorgeous women for these women that I don't know. I don't know what it is. But it's fascinating. I'm getting drawn into this, and I shouldn't be, because I don't really like the royals. It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion. Now William is rumored to be fooling around with this Rose Hanbury. Now that's still no reason for Kate to go into hiding. Look at Kate. She is just absolutely stunning and beautiful. But as they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Perhaps, I don't want to say that this rumor is true, because we don't know it's true, but where there's smoke, there's fire sometimes. And this is Rose Hanbury, Marchioness of Clonmacnoimh. I want to let you know that at Kuiper's Family Bakery, they have the most delicious tarts you could ever imagine. So on this pie day, you can go in, yeah, sure, ask for a pie, but I'll tell you firsthand that they're tarts. And here's the strategy behind going to Kuiper's Bakery for tarts, okay? If you have a pie, you get one flavor. You can't eat the whole, you can't eat more than one pie. Even I can't eat more than one pie. But tarts, you get three or four different kinds of flavors of tarts, and then you can have a variety of the pie flavor on pie day. There's a strategy. And the best strategy of all is to go and see one of our sponsors for not just pies and tarts, but cookies and baked bread and buns and everything that comes out of an oven at Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. Tasha says, ketchup chips I do not like. What? And if you pull out of Kuiper's and you start eating your tarts and you get a mess all over, and then all of a sudden there's like crust all over your car and there's wrappers from the tarts and the sticky buns because you couldn't say no to them. And all of a sudden wrappers are starting to accumulate and crumbs. Crumbs are the enemy. And, of course, you've got loose change floating around and a whole bunch of other stuff in your car. It's time to get it cleaned up. You know where to go. Auto Fashion. Auto Fashion is at 255 17th Street North. Not just detailing. It's fine auto finishing. Inside your vehicle, as good as new. Outside scratches, dents, swirls, they'll take care of it. Top to bottom, they have got your car looked after. At Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet. And Sunrise Credit Union, where the Sunrise Credit Union photo contest continues. My Manitoba. Do you have a photo of Manitoba that is uniquely from our province? Maybe you've got a couple. You can submit up to three for a cash prize with the Sunrise Credit Union photo contest they've got going on right now. And they'll be taking entries for the next little while. That you could, if you win, not only is there a cash prize, a deposit that will be waiting for you at your new Sunrise Credit Union account, but also, you'll be on the front cover of the Sunrise Credit Union calendar. You'll be famous. You may be required to sign autographs. When they hand these calendars out, you'll be famous for your picture. For more, go to sunrisecu.mb.ca, okay? Chips. Oh, potato chips. Oh, potato chips. We love you. Happy Chip Day. Happy Chip Day to you. Look at all these chips. So Lay's or Old Dutch or generic store-bought brand potato chips, if money is no object and budgets go out the window and you go into the store and you buy your favorite chips, Old Dutch has got the richest tradition in our area. I thought, until this morning, I thought Old Dutch was a Canadian company. It is not. I'm late to the party. Now, because it says Winnipeg, Manitoba on all the bags, I'm thinking, oh, man, success story. Can't wait to share. Old Dutch. It's kind of like the Nutty Club and the Cheesies. And we got the Old Dutch. No, no. Old Dutch is a Minnesota company. Would you believe it? I had no idea. Now, I did know that you could get Old Dutch on both sides of the border. Being in the States, you go to 7-Eleven or you go to a convenience store, and they also have Old Dutch chips. Now, the packages look a little bit different, and it's kind of cool. I'm like, hey, they got them down here. Manitoba Company does good. No, holy cow, it's not a Manitoba Company after all. I thought it was Canadian. It is not. Started by a family in Minnesota. However, instead of exporting the chips, they decided to set up not just a company, but a factory. So they're not the same chips. It's not an exported product. It's not like Dots pretzels where you're getting Dots pretzels manufactured in the States and then they import them. These are Canadian made. They are a Canadian product, but the company is American. And I didn't know that until today. Not that it'll keep me from buying their chips because I like this is the star of the show. You need nothing more than this. Old Dutch ketchup chips. Now, dear Old Dutch, can you please put more ketchup on there? One of the things that I enjoy is burning my mouth on the ketchup salt. Eating so many ketchup chips that the inside of my mouth decides it wants to fall off. I love that. Now, this is a flavor that is not loved south of the border. I don't think you can get Old Dutch ketchup chips in the U.S. I don't know what it is. We agree on so many things, Canada and the United States, but ketchup chips, unfortunately, boys and girls, is not one of them. Ketchup chips is just not. All Dressed, they love. They're like, where has this been? All Dressed chips, they like the All Dressed. They are. But ketchup, no sir. No sir on the ketchup. Tasha says her favorite is roast chicken chips. Cindy likes President's Choice loaded sour cream. Karen says Old Dutch sour cream and green onion. Would you believe that was my high school flavor? My taste buds changed. I always kind of liked ketchup chips. But when you say sour cream and green onion, you know, when I was in high school and you'd be in the cafeteria, it was sour cream and green onion. I was popular with the girls with the green onion breath. Carrie says, auto fashion is awesome. My car looks brand new. Well, that is so awesome. Thank you for sharing. I do appreciate it. When you've got a great experience from a sponsor, I love to hear about it. There are times where people feel like a sponsor could be any one of the many that I have, may have fallen short. I do encourage you to take that up with them. I do not encourage you to post it on social media saying, oh, you know what? These chips I had were just not good. I don't like them. Tasted like crap. Please, you know, just take it up with them directly. But thankfully, that has been curbed recently. Road Reverend says the roast chicken chips are good. So are the fries and gravy ones. Tasha says my favorite is roast chicken. Since I was a kid, you can't find the original brand, but Lay's now offers roast chicken. And Prairie's Coast says Covered Bridge is New Brunswick family owned. I'm going to have to try that someday. I will look for Covered Bridge. Cindy says it's weird how the U.S. has so many flavors, but no ketchup. Well, and I learned the hard way. Having clients and friends in the States that I like to take gifts to, I always like to take chocolates and candies and cheesies. Remember we talked about the cheesies. They love the cheesies, but I would take ketchup chips. And we're talking a lot of people that just said, you know what, these suck. I'm like, what? It's uniquely Canadian. What are you going to say? That's they don't like their ketchup chips. Karen says Old Dutch ripple chips sprinkled with vinegar. Ooh. If you want more ketchup, Tyler, buy the President's Choice loads of ketchup. Bet you can't eat the whole bag. Oh, I have. I know exactly what you're talking about. I had someone buy those for me for Christmas. They are good. They're up there with the Hard Bite. Hard Bite, President's Choice. And I'm always disappointed in the generic brands. Like every store has its brand. And I like store brand Ripple, store brand salt and vinegar. Ketchup is one of those things where it's got to have a lot of bite to it. Zuba Bernice says it's hard to just pick one. I get it. Molly says my favorite is anything sour cream and cheddar. Does Canada get Utz chips? I've never heard of that. Never heard of Utz chips. Miss Vicky's or kettle cooked? Oh, kettle cooked. What kind of kettle are those things cooked in? Aren't they? They're so awesome. They're so crunchy. They are so good. Heartland, New Brunswick is where the potato chip factory burned down. I am so sorry. As long as nobody got hurt, we can, you know, we can enjoy the fact that, you know, they produced a lot of snacks for a lot of people for a good number of years, contributed to a lot of smiles, a lot of family barbecues. Captain Kush, good morning on this snowy, thirsty Thursday. Yes, Captain Kush. Be safe. Storm system's not going to last all that long. Happy Potato Chip Day. East Coast potato chips apparently are on the radar, something that we have to try. Okay, lots of East Coast potato chip action. Hey, Tyler, where is my supper from last night, says Tasha. I don't know. Did you bring me supper last night, Tosh? I should actually check my step. It's kind of like, is it an Amazon package? Did you deliver supper to me last night? Cindy says, does anyone remember Hostess chips in a foil bag? I don't remember that. When I think of Hostess, actually Hostess still exists. They only make one thing. Hickory sticks. They make hickory sticks, which aren't technically a potato chip. I used to love hickory sticks. Remember these? Well, you can still get them. Lots of fun stuff to eat today. And when you're getting your chips today, if you're going to go for your hard bite chips, go to Co-ops of Westman. You can also get a great selection of pies. They got great baked goods at your local co-op. Maybe you want a pecan pie. It's where I get mine from every Thanksgiving. Sometimes at Christmas, too. Lots of good pies at Co-ops of Westman. And, of course, a huge assortment of chips. And oftentimes, co-op gold potato chips are on sale. Last time I picked up some co-op gold chips, they were four bags for $5. That was a pretty darn good deal. Co-ops of Westman, check their flyer. You don't want to miss out. And if you don't get the Co-ops of Westman flyer, Google it. Co-op flyer. You'll put your postal code in, you'll get the co-op flyer so that you can visit your nearest Co-ops of Westman and get chips and pie. Heritage Co-op, Pembina Consumers Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Neepaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota, too. Today is Thursday. Is there a new sale at Leon's? Leon's Furniture Superstore. Feel the deal is held over. You can buy more, save more, save $1,000 when you spend $6,500 or more on select major appliances and TVs. But what is still incredibly popular is the Summer Patio Collection. Save up to $500 on select patio furniture at Leon's Furniture Superstore. You can also take a look at the patio furniture preview at leons.ca. Better yet, go into 3635 Victoria Avenue in the west end of Brandon. And as real estate listings continue to skyrocket, this could be, many are anticipating, the busiest spring this city has seen in a long time for real estate transactions. And it goes without saying, people are trying to downsize, trying to get out of a mortgage maybe that they're in right now. But regardless, you're going to need a lawyer. Real Estate Lawyer Epp Law Office. Go see them for real estate transactions, corporate law matters, or estate law concerns. Trust Epp Law Office. Building lasting relationships, one case at a time, at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. If you're looking to incorporate, you need a will, or you're going to be buying and selling a house, please remember Epp Law Office. Oh, Canadians, you say? Where's the Canadians at? Where are the Canadians at? Are they here? Canadians are among the top anticipated travel spenders for 2024. This coming from the Amex Global Travel Trends Report. A summary of the Canadian findings says a lot of Canadians are doing extended bucket list trips. Look at Zumba Bernice. If she goes to Thailand one more time, she gets the free citizenship bonus. Canadians are willing to spend unless a travel hack can help them save. I think every country's like that, isn't it? Spontaneity, solo travel, and self-love drive travel will be popular for Canadians over the next 12 months. The extended bucket list trips, one in three planning on taking a trip this year as a dream vacation. Holy cow. Boy, to be selling trips right now. And none of us have any money. I don't know. I think that everyone is just resigned to the fact that the plastic is going to get ripped up. We're going to go in and we are going to charge this baby. Who cares? We may not be here tomorrow, so we might as well rack it up. Europe comes in at number one. 45% say a week-long trip. Weekend trips are also super popular. Over a third of Canadians plan to spend more on travel compared to last year. Canada ranks the second highest market for anticipated dollars to be spent on travel. The average person will spend $8,800 on travel this year. Holy cow. Where are we getting that money? Oh, yeah, credit cards. Although 85% of Canadians agree that they are interested in finding flight deals so they can spend more on accommodations or upgrades. Over a third will book a last-minute trip. Over half plan on traveling solo. Of those Canadians, 53% are millennials and Gen Z. Of those planning solo travel in 2024, 59% of Canadians plan to take a treat-yourself solo trip centered around self-love. How good is that? So you're taking a solo trip for self-love. Where are you going? Have a great day, you guys. Tomorrow is the St. Patrick's Day show. Jen is here. And join us for good luck. There'll be good luck all around. Four-leaf clovers, green beer, stew all over the place. It will smell like an Irish cookout in Grandma's kitchen in Ireland with Grandpa making green beer. It should be a lot of fun tomorrow on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll do this again tomorrow at 7. Be safe, and I'll have a beach chair waiting for you tomorrow morning. Thank you so much.